Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
47170.
Thank you. All right. Your first and last name, please.
Penny Parrish.
P-A-R-R-I-S-H?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, I didn't locate a Penny. Is there another name on the, as the account holder?
Could be a Christine Ledger. The reason I'm calling is I have two charges on my credit card statement, and when I punch up information, it comes back to y'all's phone number. What kind of a company is this? What?
Okay, so I provide customer support for more than 100 companies.
Okay.
I did locate Christine Ledger. If you'll verify the shipping address, please.
9726 East Old State Road 56, Scottsburg, Indiana, 47170.
All right, thank you. I've located this account for the Wi-Fi booster. It was a free welcoming gift for joining the Consumer Gadget Club. Looks like you paid $7.95 for the shipping and handling, $56.95 for the membership fee. So how may I help you with this today?
She's standing here shaking her head at me saying she never joined a membership.
Okay.
She received a Wi-Fi booster as what? A free gift or something?
Yeah. For sure.
I think it was probably a misunderstanding when she was looking at it, but we don't want this.
Okay. I'll have the account canceled effective immediately. This will prevent any future charges. Whenever you're ready, I have a cancellation number for you.
Hang on a second. Go right here. I just need to pee. Okay, go ahead.
All right, that number is C, like cancel, 259-02-4121.
Okay.
All right, that cancels.
C, 259-02-4121.
Yes, correct. That cancels the account. It will prevent any future charges. Now, is there anything else I can help you with?
No. Will those charges be reversed?
All right. It looks like this is a valid charge, but I can offer you a 35% refund to that $56.95, and you should see the funds.
Mm-hmm. Well, wait a minute. She didn't want to sign up for anything. We haven't received anything. What am I paying for? I don't want to pay for anything.
All right. So let me take a look here.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't want 30% back. I want all of it back.
All right, one second.
She did not sign up for anything.
Okay, and I'm showing that there's not a tracking number here, so you are absolutely correct that you have not received anything. I can get that reshipped out to you, and if you'll hang in there.
To me. I don't want anything shipped out to me because I'm not paying for anything because – if indeed she was getting a free gift, she thought she was getting a free gift for doing a survey or something, I'm guessing. She does surveys all the time, but I don't want to pay the $56.95. I'm not paying that.
Yes, right. I'm working on that for you. If you'll hang in there one second.
All right. I'm not mad at you.
I understand. No problem. One second.
A lot of these things, unfortunately, they suck people in and they don't realize what they're agreeing to. And then whammo, you get a bill on your credit card. And that's not cool.
All right. So I'm sending this over to my manager to see how we can correct this. One second.
Mm-hmm. And what was the $56.95 for again? What kind of a service? Yeah. What was it?
It's a membership fee. It buys you a $125 gift card to spend at an online vendor called the Factory Direct Savings Store, and that's each month. But I have it canceled. It won't.
Okay.
It'll prevent any further charges.
Okay.
You may have received an email. The email address I have is makingkeys@yahoo.com. So if you check your email.
That's my wife.
Okay.
That was
my wife.
You need to, where's your phone? And who would it be from? The email would be from whom?
Let me take a look here. It's coming from Trendy Discount Goods.
Okay.
You may see it from.
Trendy Discount Goods is who the email would be from.
Maybe
anytime
even.
Anytime after the. What?
You could also try Direct Discount Products.
Direct Discount Products.
Mm-hmm.
It was like after the 20th. Because that's when the charge came, right?
Yeah, it would have been sent on the 20th of February. Anywhere between the 16th and 20th. I'm not sure. I don't have the exact date.
Okay. Well, she's looking, but I don't know that she's going to find. We just need to see what we can do about canceling and taking this charge off. Because like I said, that's...
Okay.
Don't see anything.
And it's, have you checked your spam or your junk mail?
Check your spam. She's still looking.
All right.
No, just do it.
All right, so it looks like I can, I'm able to get a reshipment out there to you, and I can apply that 50% refund to the membership fee. I can have that intro email for the gift card resent back out to you, so it'll be a fresh email. Would you like me to do that?
Well, no, because I'm not going to use a gift card. I don't want to be in a club. I don't want to pay for that, and I don't want the free gift. I just want all of it erased. I don't want any of that. That's what I don't want any of that. Don't send it to me. Don't send it to her. We don't want it.
Okay.
I'm sure what happened is she got confused. Sometimes she gets confused, and I'm sure when she was reading about a free something, and, you know, unfortunately, companies don't take that into account when they make things kind of getting in on the back door, and it's just not okay for us to have to pay for something that she was tricked into doing, more or less. That's kind of the way I'm looking at it.
Okay. All right, so one second. I'm reaching back out to my supervisor.
Yeah, just make it easy and give us our money back and let's be done with this. Because I'm not gonna be okay with 50% or 70%. I want the whole thing canceled and our money back. This is, and if I need to talk to your supervisor and get mad at them, I will. Because I'm not mad at you, but I'm not okay with. Just sort of fixing it. It needs to be completely fixed.
All right. Yes. All right. So here's what I'm. All right. So here's where I'm at. It also buys you a.
I don't want to buy anything. I don't want to buy anything.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't want to get anything. I'm on a fixed income. I don't want this to happen. I want it to go away, and I want somebody to fix it. So if you have to keep going to your manager, just put me through to that manager, and I'll fight with them.
No problem. One second,
okay.
Please.
Okay. Great. How am I doing?
You're doing great.
Okay.
All right. One second. I'm waiting for a transfer, okay?
And I got to say, you have a great attitude because I would hate your job, and if people got shit with me, I wouldn't be able to be as pleasant as you are. So I appreciate that, but you have to see my point too.
Yeah, I do. Yes, no problem. All right, so we do have the account canceled. I'm just going to notate the account and have it ready for the transfer. Hang in there with me 1 second.
Mm-hmm. She said she looked in spam and she hasn't found it either, so.
I still haven't found it. Okay.
Not that it matters.
No problem. I have everything notated. Please remain on the line, and thank you for calling customer support. Now, you may hear silence, maybe a little music, but just be patient. And thank you for calling customer support.
All right. Well, thank you for being so pleasant and, you know, under unpleasant circumstances.
No problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And I am going to use your confusion, so don't get, okay. Could I have some more coffee? If you're up to it. So, don't get any more free gifts. Don't do any of that. Because there's no such thing as free.
Well, all it was.
I know, but they get you in the back door, and that's not okay.